All right, so who wants to lead off? Should it be you or me?
I got this.
We need a countdown. Oh, damn, the countdown. I forgot about it. All right. Well, good luck, guys.
From 100.
What?
No.
No. We're not doing that again.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Hit it.
Hello, and welcome to a brand new season of The DKL Comet Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2011 Summer Contest and the first episode of Season 3 of the DK and Comet Show. I'm Comet.
And I'm DK.
And we're going to kick off this episode of the brand new season by putting John Barber on the spot right away. Endgamer, take it away.
Hey, gang. Happy to be back. I think it's going to be a fun summer. Just looking over the bracket here, I think one of the more interesting brackets we've had in years. Really wide open field. I think there's 8 or 9 different people have been picked to win this year. So definitely a lot to keep an eye on, and hopefully we get out pretty frequent podcasts to stay on top of it, because I think it's going to be quite an enjoyable contest this year.
Okay, and I'm going to say right now that I think we're going to go with a slightly different layout this year for the show, and I think we're going to break up the results shows and the preview shows into two separate shows. That will make it easier to work around everyone's schedule and to get the shows up instead of rushing them when the time comes to get up the next shows. So tonight we have a few guests with us. As usual, we have Hugo.
Hi.
We also have Goose.
Good evening.
We have Thingy.
Hello.
As well as Third.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right. Now we're going to look at the first round. Anyone want to pick a match out of the blue sky to start off with?
Well, I think one match that sort of stands out is the very next match of the contest, tonight being Hugo versus Chuya. But starting tomorrow, we have two pretty infamous leaders going head-to-head. It's Alec Boy versus Bloody. Now, one thing to consider in this match is that either Alec Boy or Bloody will be advancing to round two, which I think is a scary thought for quite a lot of people. Depending on who that is, it'll be scarier for some people more than others. And I also think this is also kind of a toss-up match. It's kind of difficult to say who's going to win. I'd give the lean to Bloody just because I think he can get a decent amount of European support. But I don't know. Could this be the year that Alec Boy actually wins a match?
I just want to say that these guys half left the Elite this year, and I take full responsibility for it. Full credit to me for trolling them out, both. All right, John, your turn.
Both these guys had pretty good flameouts a couple years back after being fairly active earlier in the year, but both have kind of left us. If that's a bad thing or not is up for you to decide. I don't know. I guess I give maybe a slight edge to Bloody here. It definitely would be weird to see Alec Boy win a match. But on the other hand, Blood is, I don't have it in front of me here, but he's either 0 for 6 or 0 for 7 lifetime in the Elite Summer Contest. Kind of an unparalleled record of not success. So for him to finally break through with a win would be pretty huge as well. And I'm just so happy we got to see this. As the nominations were coming in, I realized neither of these guys was going to be able to get into a play-in, which is kind of where I thought I was going to play some. But then it just turned out that they both got quite a bit of support from people wanting to see a match like this, hopefully. So, let's hope it lives up to the billing. I'm really looking forward to the vote of the day choices.
What happened to the play-in match, John?
Infill really wanted to shorten up the season a little bit this year. And as a former champion, of course, he has a lot of sway. So I said, all right, we'll shorten it down just the usual 64 matches this year. No tournament of champions and all that kind of stuff afterwards.
Yeah,
so,
I can understand that. Infill is a busy man these days.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Taking the fun out of it for the rest of us.
Older match, Alec Boy or Bloody?
Speak up a little bit, Goose, because I know your mom is around there somewhere, but we can't hear you.
Who would win in a poker match, Alec Boy or Bloody?
Oh, that's actually quite an interesting question. I think it'll be a tie forever. Split pot, every pot.
It's a good question, but I'm more interested in hearing who would win in a steel cage match between these two.
Well, I think Alec Boy, with his years of WWE watching experience, would probably pull a fast one, Bloody there. I'm not sure Bloody would know how to wrestle very well.
I don't know. My money would be on the cage.
on the cage collapsing, killing them both, maybe.
So if this Alec Bloody match ends in a tie, can we just boot them both from the contest?
Yeah, sure. it'll mean a free pass for me to the third round, so yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would help John's favorite anyway.
Or for Chuya.
Oh no!
Okay. Bloody may be only 4'10", but he has some serious street fighting experience, so I'm gonna back him for the upset.
Yeah, I'm gonna back Bloody anyway, because I want him to get back to Chet, and I think that whoever wins this match is likely to make another entrance in Chet, and if you think about who do I want to enter Chet again, then obviously I'm gonna vote for Bloody!
I think that's a very good point. And I guess sort of speaking of people who haven't been around much, one thing that I sort of noticed when looking at this bracket was the resurgence of some groups that have been gone or inactive for a long period of time. One are French chatters like Wabs, Silver Angel, and Nojo all making the field this year, which is really surprising. Although I mean, Wabs somehow manages to make it every year, despite being inactive since forever.
Wabs actually made a couple of chat appearances this year.
But since we were on the topic of Silver Angel, do any guys think that he'll be able to pull enough strength to stay close with Alex?
I think he's going to beat him, actually. Alex has kind of dropped off in recent years.
Yeah, he's been pretty inactive lately.
Silver Angel kind of has too, though. I think it's tough to judge what's going to happen in this division overall. We saw Neo go against Patrick in the first round last year in what could be called like a Clash of the Titans. And there's Wol, who I'm not too sure about, and OD, who I'm not too sure about. So I think Alex and Quentin is just the beginning of questions in this division.
I think Brio is going to win it.
Good.
He makes a lot of funny videos for everybody. He's
plus,
really weird.
And he loves the Elite.
By the way, it's funny how Perfect Ace dropped from, I think it was like a number one or two seed to a number seven seed. He did, right?
A one seed last year.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
He overall one seed.
But it makes kind of sense because he's completely inactive. So, but what are the other biggest drops or people gaining on seats this year, actually? Who knows?
Well, see, Henrik at a seven. Is that down from last year? I would think it would be.
It's about the same, I think.
Oh, well, he definitely pulls better in the contest, I guess, than in the nominations.
I think Eyes with a four seed is pretty ridiculous. He just runs around saying God doesn't exist, and nobody likes him, but he's somehow a four seed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I know how he got there, because he went to the Sweden meet that happened 2 weeks ago, so that'll explain it.
Yeah, I was a little surprised to see Whiff as a one seed.
It didn't surprise me that much.
So, Goose, What seed were you last year?
I was a one, as always.
All right.
Goose is always a one.
All right, so how are you going to do this year, Goose? When is it going to be your year?
I think I'm going to lose to Mattis if we meet in the third round. If Shep beats Mattis, I could beat Shep. But then I'd be against Lovins, probably, and...
You mean me, right?
I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm taking that one.
I'll be against Brandon Sanford, and I'll probably lose.
Speaking of that division, how is Silent Thunder in this contest?
Yeah, that had me a little puzzled as well.
So what are the biggest troll nominations this year, anyway, apart from Ruhl?
Getting the six seed.
Rachel.
The name of your Rachel.
No, everyone saw Rachel coming, right?
It's pretty ridiculous. I did, but I was still hoping that it didn't happen. that's the worst one for me. Weatherton getting in as a seven is pretty surprising, but I thought
it's
that was
surprising,
cool.
But it's definitely not a troll nomination there, but a surprising one. But speaking of Rachel, there are three ladies in this year's contest, Rachel being one, Liz, and Dale. So we had three females in the contest this year, which was sort of another resurgence given their lack of presence in general in the Elite.
Yeah, honestly, that's the best matchup of the first round, Jimbo versus Liz. I mean... Guys, we need to do some epic campaigning here for Liz. Yeah.
I think all you have to do is post that epic Jimbo Liz Forever Alone sequence that you did.
Oh, yeah. That'll help. What?
Comet, say something.
I thought I cut out for a second there. Everything went silent.
No, nope, we're just waiting on you.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of like the Cum versus Axel Z matchup. I think the past few years, I think Cum's been on kind of a downhill slope, losing popularity, while Axel Z is kind of a bit of the other way.
Yeah, I think it's sort of hard to predict how strong Cum's gonna be. Some years he seems to be really strong, like the year before last.
Yeah, I think he knocked out Goose, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
So
he made the final four.
2 years ago.
But then last year he had sort of a disappointing early exit, I think, in round two.
Yeah, that would be.
So it's kind of hard to tell. It seems like one year he's up, one year he's down. In my Preds, I actually picked him as a dark horse Final Four contender, just as sort of a risk pick, not to be a cookie cutter bracket. But we'll see how that goes. It'll probably blow up in my face, but we'll see what happens.
So we all know that Goose and Cum always had this kind of rivalry thing going on. So Goose, how would you feel if you'd beat Cum this year?
Be okay. I wouldn't be too happy about it, you know? It's like, you know, I should be winning this thing every year. You know, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but, you know, seven or eight championships I should be winning. And it just never happens. So, you know, if I lose to Calm this year...
It's rigged.
I might leave the Elite, to be honest with you.
All right, fair enough.
You're not helping your case here, Goose. I gotta warn you.
He's a good guy, but, you know, I deserve better than this, can I say.
Cum got knocked out pretty easily by the other Axel last year, and I think there's a good chance... this Axel might be able to top him as well. I still favor Cum, but that's a pretty good upset if you're looking to take
I don't think that'll
back.
Happen. I think that Cum will draw too heavy from Chad still to be able for Axel to upset Cum.
Axel was more active last year when he did well than he was this year. The Elite contest always... It's kind of like the Grammys in it. You know, they award people who should have won 5 or 10 years ago. So I think Calm could do very well. He could maybe win the whole thing just because, you know, people who win the league contest are always really old. They've been inactive a few years, and they should have won 3 or 4 years ago on that same team. On that same token, I think with as a one seed, it could prove to be the early favorite to win the whole thing, just based on, you know, the sort of late awarding of the winners. He's a one seed, he's strong this year. I think he's the favorite right now.
Uh-huh. Oh my god.
And I think there's really a few guys to watch out for this year, too. Like, I think it's really hard to predict how well Clemens is going to do. I mean, his history in the contest has been pretty poor so far, but I don't know. I think this year he's going to put a better run.
Well, he needs to beat Ace first, and I think that's going to be a tough match, really. It's a tough, I mean, for a first round, I think it's going to be tough.
Yeah, Clemens definitely doesn't have an easy path. Even if he gets through Ace, and he'll probably end up against PYL, which, you know, PYL will take so much to the chat vote that it'll make a tough match for him.
No, I think Clemens will be really interesting to watch. Clemens PYL should be a really good match. PYL is really strong still. He's not really active at all, and he's still a 3 seed, and he's still a force, so it's going to be fun to watch.
I think going back to what I said before is Henrik with the 7 seed up against Matus. I think Matus will win that match easily, but I mean, I think Henrik will dominate Europe so badly that it'll keep the match relatively close. Maybe not super close, but, you know, respectable. Anyone think that Henrik has a chance of winning that match?
I probably would have a couple of years ago, but Adam, as he keeps coming to meets and is still staying fairly active, I think he's gaining some strength and losing some of that dislike that he had earlier in his career that really hurt him in the contest. So I think he's going to be safe here and probably safe up until that match with what should be Goose in a match I'm really looking forward to, obviously.
I didn't find that obvious at all.
That Goose against Adam would be something I look forward to.
Exactly.
The Elite has wanted to see this for 5 years, so hopefully it works out.
If that match happens, I will play Epic Sax Guy on the clarinet and upload it for everybody.
Yay!
If I could move down to the bottom half, I was pretty surprised to see Jimbo as a 2 seed, just because I assumed that he would be the favorite after losing to QB in the final last year. I don't know if people figured, like, I don't need to nominate him because he'll be a 1 seed anyway, but do you guys think that, like, is that, could Jim be weaker this year, or is that just, like, not enough people nominated him? Because in my eyes, he's still the contest's favorite, but maybe not.
No, I completely agree with you that from what I was seeing, people just thought it's such a given that Jim will make it, obviously, and be one of the top couple seeds that I can give my nominations to other people is basically what happened a lot. So I think he's going to be around that same range we saw last year and should be a threat in the finals, but he's got a very tough road to get there this year as a result of not doing so great in nominations. So that's going to be a pretty interesting path to watch.
Yeah, but then again, Jimbo is always someone who will only draw well from US votes and not from Europe votes, which makes me wonder, are there any people in the bracket this year that actually draw really well from both sides?
Yeah, I think Patrick, obviously the 1 seed in Jim's region, is the main threat.
Yeah, Patrick going to the meets would definitely pull in some of the North American vote, and he's been to the European meets as well, I believe. So he's met a lot of people in person, which really helps his case.
It's just that aren't too many people left that draw well from both sides of the worlds. So I'm kind of curious where this whole thing goes this year.
Keeping within that bracket, though, I like the Inkosi versus Jack matchup myself. I mean, Jack's never been, you know, a big draw in this, but we really don't know what kind of popularity Mark's going to have in this year's contest.
As we were playing Fat Guy Ward before we started the podcast, Inkosi messaged me, and it says, "Do I look like I've just been in a bathtub of floating ecstasy?" And I immediately blocked him and closed the conversation. But, you know, that's the kind of eccentricity he has that might not bode so well for him in the contest, yeah. You know.
I don't think Mark will have much trouble in this match. I think he's made enough of a name for himself going to Swedish meets and stuff. And Jack really hasn't been around. Mark has also shown up in chat a little bit.
Although Jack has been in chat a little bit recently, and we don't know how well his old TAS stuff will stick in the minds of the Goldeneyers. They might just all side with Mark anyway, which I wouldn't blame them because Mark's a pretty good player.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough. And like DK said, Mark could still draw anti-votes for people that only knew him early on, but I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I recall Mark did really poorly in last year's contest. Am I correct?
He didn't do as poorly as Cliff Hampton.
He lost by 12 to Yaus, so that's pretty poor. Yaus was a 7 seed.
Guys, how is it possible that Cliff Hampton did not make the bracket? I'm seriously upset about this.
Yeah, you just said there's going to be tons of upsets this year.
Well, not a Hampton upset. There won't be. It's confirmed. There won't be a possible Hampton upset, and this is just upsetting me more and more. And I blame John for this.
John already booked him for the Tournament of Champions, but since it's not going to happen, that was the problem.
If Scott is still here, I'm not sure he's said anything yet, but Scott managed to grab a 2 seed. Scott, do you want to comment on that or someone else or on that division at all?
Yeah, I was almost half expecting Thingy to grab a 1 seed. So the fact that he's a number 2 doesn't surprise me all that much.
Thingy, you are playing your driving to Virginia buddy Zerg in round 1. If you can survive that, you'll be against either Fanny or Y.E., and then probably Ilu in the next round. I think Thingy will have no problem with Zerg or Fanny or Y.E. if he does get there, but he'll be dead in the water against Ilu. Pretty set path, in my opinion.
Oh, so we're just going to skip that division. Let's not even vote on it. Just give it to Ilu, right? Okay, done?
Yes, no one is going to touch him out of that 4-pack. I can say that with some confidence. The other matches in it, though, should be good.
Possible drag upset?
No.
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 What about the Dirk versus Lockwood match? Dirk always manages to get himself a high seed in these things, but he never really draws well when it comes to voting.
If you compare him to Jimbo, who is the number 2 seed as well, I mean, just only based on seed, you would say that Adam would do equally good as Jimbo, probably, which we all know he won't. So that's kind of the weakness in the whole nominee system.
Yeah, the problem with Dirk is that the only the people who nominate him are the only people who vote for him, pretty much. He doesn't get any extra support.
No, it's true. It's true. Yeah.
And we saw that last year, 48-12 QB beat him in round 2. And obviously, Woody is no QB, but that is still a lot of ground to make up. So that one should probably come right down to the last few votes, I expect.
Without a rap song, I don't think he'll fare quite as well as QB, but...
Yeah, we usually have one bracket like this every year where there's no one really dominating who will obviously win, and it's kind of a free-for-all, and that's definitely this seventh bracket this year. A lot of people are taking Bully out of there, and I'm fine with that, but on the other hand, I wouldn't count out Cyber to possibly upset him in the first round. A guy who's got a lot of puzzle support and chat support and could carry him a long way, as Bully has not been around too much in the last few months here.
I personally went with Eddie winning it all. I think he could be very strong this year.
Yeah, Lovins is a solid pick there. People should keep in mind he only lost to Ilu by, it was either 1 vote or 2 votes. And he went on to, of course, do very well, as he always does.
Yeah, Lovin's Achilles heel is going to be that he still doesn't come into chat at all. The fact that he's likely to win it all, or has a chance to, is, despite that, is really impressive. So I think it's a good pick.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you really need the chat support on your side to win this whole contest. I mean, the chat is a really, really big part of the vote, and you really can't count that out. I mean, obviously there's overlap with the chat vote in other areas, but I mean, if you don't have the chat on your side, I don't think you'll come out on top of this contest.
Well, any year I would have agreed with you, except for this year, because I think this could be the first year where people from chat could just lose to people who draw away chat votes by visiting VA, etc. But that's my guess. I think this could be the first year where...
Yeah, I'd agree. Chat's still a big deal, but I'd say probably not as big a deal as it was the last 2 years. And more it's... people are voting the guys they've met in person. So that might be the trend that goes all the way this season.
How do you think that'll affect the Eyes versus MG match? I mean, any other year, take MG hands down. But has Eyes gained enough popularity to give him a run?
If he had come to Virginia, as many people have wanted him to, for the GoldenEye tournament for a few years now, I might agree, but just being in the European meetups, I still favor MG there. Should be a decent match, but I think he pulls out without too much trouble.
I think Isaiah's fan base will pretty much be limited to the guys who are at that Sweden meet. Maybe, you know, a couple other people here or there might vote for him. And you gotta think that the rest will go to MG.
Do you think that God will vote for him?
I don't know. Is God eligible? I think you have to exist to be eligible to vote.
I don't know. Maybe John said. Maybe John sent him a voting page. Whoa.
I'm sure you can make one.
Speaking of eligibility, John, I was curious if Weatherton was actually eligible for this, because I was discussing it in chat the other day, and as far as I know, he doesn't actually meet the criteria.
Oh, controversy!
He has done some chatting in the past. Now, whether that is specifically over the 20-hour limit is questionable, but he's done it enough to be on the bubble, and then the VA puts him over. So, yes, he does have a voting page, he does have the info, and he will be casting votes this year as well as competing.
Translation of that would be... Actually, he doesn't meet the criteria, but we can not let him in because he hosts the VE.
Thank you for the translation.
I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. I just had to do it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know he's done a lot for the Elite, you know, hosting the Virginia meet. I have no problem whatsoever with him being in the contest, but I was just curious if he was actually eligible.
Yeah, there's the letter of the law, and then there's the spirit of the law. That's what I call it, so...
Well said, John. Well said.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think the only other match that really jumps out for me in the first round is the Octo versus Sterling match. And I'm going to pick Octo easily on this one, but I don't know. He's been away from the Elite completely for the past few years now. And I don't know exactly how much people like Sterling nowadays, but I think Octo's still... takes this easy.
But on the other hand, Octo will probably bust himself against the first person who is even remotely active. I mean, he's a great guy, and he did a lot, you know, for the Elite, and everyone kind of knows that. But
Octo's definitely past his prime, which is unfortunate because he's probably one of those guys that maybe deserved to win the contest when he was in his prime.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. By Goose's Grammy theory from a little earlier, Octo should be the favorite this year because I think it's very clear to anyone who watched those contests he should have won 3 and 4 years ago and just got really unfortunate matchups in the finals. So, but personally, I disagree with Goose. Being really active years ago and earning it helps, but you still have to be active enough at the time, as Info and QB were, to really get it done. And Octa just has not done that the last couple of years.
Anyone else have anything to add or any matches they'd...
How about as a finisher, we go around the table and say who our championship pick is. We've heard from Kara going with Lovins.
Yep.
Third, just put it all on the table who you're going with.
I said earlier, I still think the favorite is Jimbo, and I've got him going all the way.
You know, I think I'm going to be a little different. I think I'm going to pick Patrick with this one. I mean, I'm not sure if he has quite enough to go all the way, but he definitely pulls from really everywhere. And I think he can give a... And I know that goes a little against my theory about not being in chat, but I think he has enough overlap that he can take it.
I like that Patrick pick, but I'm going to go to the other side and take our own Kara as the contest champ this year, beating Jimbo in the final.
We almost had a perfect split here. Unfortunately, I have to agree with DK. We'll be backing Kara to go all the way, just as I said at the start of this show. I think it's his year.
Why? honestly, this
do we
was
really
not...
need to explain it?
Yes, because
I can sum it up in three words.
That guy won. Okay, that makes sense, DK.
But on a more serious note, I just think that he had a lot of potential last year, and he met the worst possible opponent in QB, someone who just had too much chat support and too much of the same fan base. And with him out of the picture this year and people obviously not wanting Jimbo to win, I think it makes him a very good choice. And since it's so wide open, I'm kind of going with that as a bit of an upset championship pick.
Definitely looking forward to the whole contest and just watch this whole thing evolve, as there's no real favorite to win it all as previous years. So yeah,
I think last year QB was pretty much the favorite right through, and
but the same one was with Infail, right? So this year is gonna be great.
This should be a really good year, and everyone has to make sure they get out and vote every single day.
Yeah, that was what I wanted to add. We had a lot of one vote victories and losses last year, so your vote can make the difference.
Well, with that, the 2011 Elite Summer Contest is officially underway. And from everyone here at the show, so long.